Thank you, Ed. For those of you who are new to our church, I sometimes tell a story for the sermon that might not be true in the literal historical sense, but is still hopefully true in another sense, such as the case today. The New Testament reading for this morning comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 15, and it reads, "John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism that returns one to the path of God through the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.' And the Spirit immediately compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" There ends the scripture reading. I decided to join Silver Bluff Community Church because my wife said I needed to join. The only problem was that in order to join the church, I first had to participate in a 5-week faith formation course. Besides having to attend class for 5 Sunday afternoons in a row during football season, I had 2 problems with the course. The first problem was that I had to write a statement envisioning what I wanted to give and receive from the church. My wife refused to supply me with any answers. I need to come up with something on my own. The second problem was that we were supposed to ask whatever nagging questions we had about the Bible. I had a very peculiar question that has bothered me since Sunday school with Mrs. Vickers Shelley in 5th grade. Why did Jesus get baptized if Jesus was supposed to be without sin? Pastor Barb led the course, and I confessed to her that I was having trouble envisioning what I wanted to give and receive from the church. She said, "Think about your passions and think about what kind of church program would allow you to pursue one of those passions with others in a meaningful way." I thought about my passions, and well, they didn't seem to fit the bill of a church program. Pastor Barb pressed me some more and asked what I like to do more than anything else on my time off. I shrugged my shoulders and said, "Barbecue." Without a pause, Pastor Barb said, "Good, by next Sunday, I want you to propose a new program for our church that involves barbecue." I figured I would let that assignment slide, but 6 days later, on Saturday evening, my wife reminded me that I needed to sit down and write a proposal for a church barbecue program. After much belly aching and consternation, this is what I wrote. "I need barbecue." And I am willing to bet others in this church need barbecue as well. I need barbecue because after a hard week on the job, I need to be reminded that life is still full of mouth-watering goodness. I need to be reminded that life can be sweet, spicy, and drenched in sauce. The truth of the matter is that barbecue is about the closest thing I have had to a spiritual experience. I also need barbecue because I think all of us need to have talents that make us feel good about ourselves. And I can say, with all modesty, that I am the best barbecue cook this side of the Mississippi. Since the age of 16, I knew I was called to barbecue. I slow cook to perfection. I know the science of grill and fire. I know the art of tenderness and flavor. This estimation of my abilities is not derived from my own ego. It is derived from watching the facial expressions of friends and family when they take their first bite. For me, barbecuing isn't a hobby. It is a ministry unto others. Finally, I need barbecue because I need the fellowship it brings. I wouldn't have as good of friends as I have if it wasn't for barbecue. Barbecue is what draws us together. It's what gives us that spirit of camaraderie and joy. I don't think one can underestimate the power of barbecue in creating community. Some of the first blows for equality and civil rights in the Deep South were not in the courtrooms or schools or on buses, but in the barbecue shacks. There were dining rooms, backyards, and roadhouse juke joints in the South that were integrated long before any public places. I am committed to carrying on the magnanimous, I said magnanimous, spirit of welcome that barbecue inspires. On a summer evening on my back patio, I believe you can see God's beloved community gathered there. Because I have this need for barbecue, and because I am certain that others have this need as well, I therefore propose that our church create a men's barbecue group. This barbecue group will meet once a month in the backyard of someone's home. They will come together for food and fellowship. They will share joys and concerns. They will deepen friendships and connections. They will give thanks for God's presence in their lives. In short, they will be the community of Christ. And because those in the community of Christ not only care for each other, but care for the broader world, once a year we will throw a free barbecue for the homeless at Rocky Bluff Park. The great thing about barbecue is that it speaks in the language of the rich, the poor, and the in-between. It also speaks in the language of countless cultures, whether it be Korean spare ribs or Mexican carnitas. In short, I not only believe that our church needs barbecue, I believe the world needs barbecue. That was it. That was my proposal. By the time I was done, I had never felt so pumped up by a proposed project in my life. The vision of a men's barbecue group almost brought tears to my eyes. I had never felt this kind of religious zeal before. The next day, I shared my proposal with Pastor Barb, and she was enthusiastic about it. She declared that this program was just what the church needed. Pastor Barb believes that we live in a time when a number of people either don't know what church has to offer or have become disenchanted with church as they have known it. Some think church is too strict and narrow, while others think it is bland and boring. In order to stay meaningful and relevant to people's lives, Pastor Barb is convinced that churches need to explore new ways of being community and being the body of Christ. Churches need to offer programs that are sweet, spicy, and drenched in sauce. Pastor Barb had only two suggestions to make. The first was that I consider making it a co-ed group, since she knew some women in the church, including herself, who would not want to be left out. The second was that I add tofu to the menu. I can handle women, but I'm still not sure about the tofu. With the creation of this program in my sights, I was actually feeling excited about going into the church. The only problem was that I still needed to address that question that had been nagging me since fifth grade. Why did Jesus get baptized? In our final faith formation class, Pastor Barb allowed us to share whatever doubts or questions about the Bible were pestering us, and so I asked mine. She said that baptism for Jesus wasn't about having his sins washed away. Unlike certain churches that view baptism as an individual act of cleansing before a spiritual rebirth, she said that back in the time of Jesus, they had a more community-centered outlook. Baptism was something an entire community did as a way to signal their commitment to returning to God's path. In getting baptized, Jesus was aligning himself with a movement that John the Baptist had shepherded along until that moment. It was a movement designed to renew the faith of a people. John had prepared the way. He had built up the movement Jesus would ultimately lead. By being baptized, Jesus was making public for the first time his allegiance to a community dedicated to finding their way back to God. Well, all of this made sense to me, and I was relieved that I wasn't joining a church focused on individual sin and guilt. This was a church that was dedicated to walking the path of faith together as a community. As I discovered in the faith formation class, this path was about the renewal and transformation that comes with discovering one's calling from God. This path was about purpose and passion, not shame and guilt. Moreover, this path wasn't simply about navel gazing or soul searching. It was about looking outward and serving others. What I especially liked is that I had found a way to serve others that involved one of the greatest joys and pleasures life has to offer. After the class was over, Pastor Barb came up to me and said she thought my barbecue ministry would help lead people back to God. I told her I now felt more baptized than ever, baptized by barbecue. I sure am glad I found this church, because I don't think I would have it any other way. May it be that everyone has a faith that is sweet, spicy, and drenched in sauce. Amen.